My Powerful CEO Husband. Chapter 151, Taking Action on Family. Law MRS. Mamet's eyes were sharp, and she gritted her teeth, "Caleb, it's come to this, and you're still covering for her. Yvette's face is ruined, and Zaviera Evans, the instigator, is standing right here, saying all these harsh words. You," before she could finish talking, Caleb raised his hand to interrupt MRS. "Mamet." Steve Price took out a notebook and placed it on the table, his face wearing a mocking smile. Caleb's eyes were filled with icy coldness. "My wife has a kind heart. She would never do such a thing. Even if she really did, it would be if T.T.E. Flack deserved it. She provoked the wrong person by provoking my wife. So, Miss Flack, do you want to continue pursuing this? Kind-hearted." Yvette Flack's face turned deathly pale, and she pursed her lips tightly. MRS. Mamet and MRS. Whitman stared angrily at Caleb. "What are you talking about? Are you saying Yvette deliberately provoked Zaviera Evans? She is such an obedient child. Yvette is the one who should be by your side, not a wife like this who is ruthless and always causing trouble. She has utterly disgraced our Mamet family." With that, Steve Price opened the computer and played the video inside. A bad feeling welled up in Yvette Flack's heart. Caleb sneered coldly, his thin lips slightly parting, "The game is over, Miss Flack. Do you want to continue acting?" Although his words were light, they were like heavy, sharp weapons piercing Yvette Flack's heart. Yvette Flack trembled all over, looking at Caleb in disbelief. Did Caleb know she was faking? Impossible. Just as Yvette Flack was panicking, Steve Price pushed the computer in front of everyone, and the picture on the screen was of Zaviera Evans and Yvette Flack. After Zaviera Evans entered the room, the two had a brief conversation. Although the surveillance video couldn't capture what they were saying, Yvette Flack's arrogant expression couldn't deceive anyone. In front of others, she pretended to be weak, but in front of Zaviera Evans, she was like a poisonous snake spitting its tongue. Her face was nauseating. Just as Zaviera Evans was about to leave, a look of resentment flashed in Yvette Flack's eyes, and she fiercely slammed her head against the wall, blood flowing down her forehead. The surveillance camera captured it clearly. Zaviera Evans didn't touch Yvette Flack at all. Suddenly, the room was dead silent, and the faces of MRS. Mamet and MRS. W. Hitman turned pale, while Yvette Flack trembled all over, and her eyes gradually sank into a lifeless void. Clap, clap, clap. Caleb clapped his hands lazily. "Not bad, Miss Flack. Can you still say that my wife hurt you?" Yvette Flack panicked, tears streaming down her face. I must have lost my balance and fell. I was dizzy and confused, so I mistakenly thought Miss Eva N.S. had pushed me. I didn't mean it really, Caleb curled his lips, and Steve Price put an examination report on the ground beside him. "You did hit your head, but it was just a little skin deep. It looks serious, but it's not even a mild concussion. Yvette Flack, do you think you can play tricks with me?" Yvette Flack clenched her teeth, realizing that she was completely exposed. If she continued to pretend, the consequences would be ugly. She cried out loudly, Caleb, I really like you. When I learned that you had a WIFA, I resorted to this trick. Miss Evans is nice, but she's not right for you. I know I shouldn't have done this, but it was all for you. MRS. Mamet's face darkened, unhappy with Yvette Flack's deceit, but even more unhappy with Caleb's relentless pursuit for Xaviera Evans. He had barely locked Xaviera Evans in the dark cell when he stormed in furiously. Seeing the situation getting out of control, MRS. Whitman immediately stepped forward to mediate. Caleb, Yvette was just confused for a moment. She's actually the kindest child. Now that the truth has come to light and Miss Evans is fine, why don't we just let it go? It wouldn't be nice if word got out. Let it go. Caleb raised an eyebrow, and everyone immediately tensed up. All right. Upon hearing Caleb's words, Yvette Flack breathed a sigh of relief. Caleb still had her in his heart, and now that Xaviera was safe, he couldn't bring himself to punish her. Just as she was fantasizing about how she could continue causing trouble, Caleb's icy cold voice slowly came through. I heard you wanted to apply family law to my wife just now, but in fact, my wifey was wronged. Since that's the case, the real wrongdoer should be punished. Yvette Flack's face turned deathly pale. What? Caleb. Wanted to use family law on her? She took a sharp breath, a cold chill rising in her heart. Chapter 152, Defeating You Alongside. The Mamet family's family law is like a thorny stick. If she gets beaten a few times, her body will likely be covered in blood and wounds. MRS. Whitman froze for a moment, then burst into loud wails. MR. Mamet. Spare Yvette, please. Her delicate skin and tender flesh won't withstand the punishment. It could even cost her life. Caleb Mamet's expression remained calm. When you wanted to beat my wife, did you ever think about whether she could bear it? Yvette Flack wailed miserably, resentment bubbling in her heart. Why should T-hat bitch Xaviera be able to marry Caleb and gain his protection? Xaviera was just a girl from the countryside, while she was a wealthy family's daughter. The difference between them was clear. Furthermore, Xaviera wasn't injured while she herself had hit her head. MRS. Mamet's face darkened. Caleb, Yvette only did this because she liked you. That's not wrong. And it was me who locked Xaviera in the dark cell. Do you want to beat me too? Caleb chuckled lightly. If you've done something wrong, you should be Puni's head. If MRS. Mamet asks for it willingly, I won't refuse. You. MRS. Mamet's face was twisted with anger. Insane, for the sake of Xaviera, Caleb had gone mad, even wanting to beat his own mother. Caleb casually looked towards Steve Price, who instantly understood and opened the door to signal the bodyguards outside. The bodyguards rushed in, roughly grabbing Yvette. MRS. Mamet. Auntie. Yvette struggled weakly, her panicked eyes looking toward Caleb. Caleb. Mr. Mamet. I'm sorry, please spare me. Caleb. MRS. Mamet shouted angrily. She never imagined that Caleb would be so audacious. She was consumed by rage, her whole body trembling, "Stop. It doesn't matter what you say. MRS. Mamet can't stop me from doing what I want." Caleb toyed with an intricately patterned dart, his gaze slanting toward MRS. "Mamet," as he chuckled, "I don't even take you seriously. Are you saying that I can't handle someone like Yvette? Or is it that Mrs. Mamet wants to be punished alongside Yvette?" MRS. Mamet was livid. "You scoundrel. How dare you speak to your mother like that? For the sake of that bitch, you're going to beat Yvette to death? That by TCH Zaviera, how is she worthy of being the Mamet family's daughter, in-law?" Bang. A loud noise interrupted MRS. Mamet's words. The dart in Caleb's hand flew past MRS. Mamet's shoulder and embedded itself into the wall behind her. He nonchalantly said, "MRS. Mamet, watch your words. If you dare say bitch again, I can't guarantee my patience will hold." After he finished speaking, he turned and left, while the bodyguards dragged Teehee wailing Yvette out. MRS. Mamet and MRS. Whitman were left trembling, not making a sound. When Zaviera returned to her room, a WhatsApp message from Albert Sullivan came through on her phone. "Zaviera, are you going to participate in the translation competition? I heard TH at Translation Master Jackson Walker is taking on apprentices. Do you want to apply?" Zaviera replied disinterestedly, "No." Albert replied, "No problem. Our Zaviera is so talented that she wouldn't even look at him." Zaviera threw her phone to the side, not because she thought little of anyone, but she felt disinterested, her mind filled with Caleb's face. Why was he so concerned about her? So that he would put everything aside to save her? Zaviera seemed to feel an inexplicable affection in her heart. Before, she was used to being strong and independent, not relying on anyone. But now there was Caleb, who stood up for her and protected her. Mr. Mamet has locked Miss Flack in the dark cell. MRS. Mamet is about to exp load. At this moment, the voices of several maids came through the door, surprising Zaviera. Caleb had really locked Yvette up. Originally, she thought he wouldn't go against MRS. Mamet. While pondering, her phone notification sounded again. "Zaviera, the big shot your grandfather arranged to be your fiancé is at the Mamet family. Do you want to hide?" Zaviera turned to stone. The legendary big shot, the one who even her grandfather and Albert held in awe, was actually at the Mamet family. Right then, the door suddenly opened, and Caleb walked in. Zaviera put down her phone to avoid Caleb seeing it. "Kaling you alongside his face didn't look very good the last time Caleb brought up her fiancé. If he found out the man was in the Mamet family, he might blow the roof off the house." Caleb narrowed his eyes, noticing Zaviera's movement. Ding. The phone notifications kept ringing. "Zaviera, let me tell you, that big shot is no joke. He holds some of the world's rarest and most valuable elements. Their worth is immeasurable. He has a big reputation overseas but keeps a low profile in the country. Very few people have met him, especially in academic research. There aren't many who can rival him. In short, this person is indeed a magnate. Xaviera's heart skipped a beat. No wonder even her condescending grandfather praised him so highly. Chapter 153. Phony Girl Gets Beaten. This person holds so many precious elements that many countries are envious, yet he manages to remain unharmed. It shows that his power and wealth are already on par with some nations. What's so fascinating, Mrs. Mamet? Caleb asked casually. Xaviera was startled and quickly put away her phone. Caleb, I heard you lock it up, Yvette. The man's eyes were indifferent, and he sneered. Xaviera looked like she had done something guilty. Xaviera looked nervously at Caleb, her heart in turmoil. Actually, she had no interest in the big shot, nor did she want to know who he was. However, she mustn't let Caleb know about it. Caleb nodded nonchalantly, she caused you to be locked up in the dark cell, so let her taste the same experience. A peculiar feeling welled up in Xaviera's heart. She opened her mouth and whispered, thank you. As she raised her head, she met Caleb's deep gaze. Xaviera was taken aback, why are you staring at me like that? Is it strange to say thank you? Caleb's gaze was slightly cold, it's my negligence that gave them the opportunity. There's no need for us to say thank you to each other in the future. Is it because they're husband and wife, and saying that is too polite, or because the cause of the matter lies with him? Xaviera suddenly felt a little frustrated, unable to articulate her feelings. It seems Caleb is too protective of her. Ah! A scream suddenly came from outside the door. Xaviera recognized Yvette's voice, and her lips curled up. She pulled Caleb and rushed out. The phony girl got beaten? I want to see. The Mamet family's head butler saw Xaviera holding Caleb's hand, and his heart skipped a beat. Mr. Mamet had never been so intimate with anyone else. It seemed that he would definitely be angry this time. In the dark cell, Steve held a thorny board in his hand, his face calm. Miss Flack, I'm sorry. As he spoke, he raised the board. At this moment, Mrs. Mamet felt a slight pain on her face. She reached out to touch it, only to find that a bump had appeared on her previously smooth face. Moreover, there was more than one bump, and they felt horrifying to touch. She initially thought that she was upset because of Caleb, but when she looked up, she saw that Mrs. Whitman's face was also covered with red bumps. Ah! Yvette's screams filled the entire dark cell. My face hurts so much. Deputy Officer Price, what did you do? Mrs. Mamet turned to look at Yvette, whose once smooth and fair face was now filled with disgusting bumps. When she accidentally burst one, yellow pus seeped out. At this moment, she felt a sharp pain on her face. Yvette looked at Mrs. Mamet and Mrs. Whitman and screamed in horror. Steve's face was full of helplessness, Miss Flack, you might as well stop show shooting. If you want, I can continue beating you tomorrow. You can go back and calm down first. Tears streamed down Yvette's face, the salty tears getting on her wounds, CA using her whole body to tremble with pain. My face is ruined, and you still want to beat me? Woo, Mrs. Mamet immediately ordered the maids to bring a mirror, and when she saw the reflection, she screamed in shock. At this moment, Zaviro led Caleb to the dark cell door at a leisurely pace. Hearing the screams inside, she whispered, "Your mom and your aunt are both getting beaten. Why are all three of them yelling together?" Inside the dark cell, the three women wailed miserably, "Call the doctor quick, why? Save us." Zaviro looked inside, her lips curling up in a cold sneer. "Serves them right." Caleb looked down at Zaviro and said lightly, "There are monitors everywhere in the mammoth house. In less than 10 minutes, we'll know who hurt them." Zaviro showed no sign of nervousness, completely unconcerned. "Oh." Soon, the doctor rushed over, examined them, and quickly came to a conc Lucian. "The three of you have been poisoned. This is a strange grass from an African tribe. Although it is not very toxic in its original form, after extracting the fruit and leaves, you get a toxin. The extraction process is very complicated and expensive, with a certain period of latency for its toxicity. We can't determine when he poisoning occurred." Caleb looked at Zaviro, "Aren't you afraid?" Ining surprise, Zaviro replied, "Why should I be afraid? I didn't poison them. I'm just a country girl. I've never been to Africa. How could I possibly have such a strange poison? How could a weak, helpless girl like me poison them?" "Caleb, never mind, even if they found out Zaviro did it, it was not a big deal. As long as he was there, no one would harm a hair on her head." After conducting thorough examinations, the doctors spoke gravely, "Mrs. Mamet, this poison can be transmitted through the air. The time of poisoning should be around 4 hours ago."
4 hours?
Mrs. Mamet suddenly turned her head, her eyes filled with resentment as she glared at Zaviro. "You dare to poison me? I am your mother-in-law, and you want to disfigure me with such cruel methods. You are so vicious." "Vet and Mrs. Whitman," cried helplessly at the side. Chapter 154. Mrs. Mamet pretends to be weak. Mrs. Mamet gritted her teeth in hatred, her son disregarded her, and her daughter-in-law even poisoned her, it was simply too humiliating. She was trembling with anger, "What are you waiting for? Tie this bitch up, I want her to pay." The servants' hearts skipped a beat as they glanced at Caleb. With this plague present, who would dare to act? Mrs. Mamet was consumed with anger, and she knew why the servants didn't dare to act. With Caleb present, who would dare to lay a hand on Zaviro Evans? If she had known earlier, she wouldn't have kept this unfilial son. When she said Caleb was her son, it was just to avoid trouble and make him work for her. Unexpectedly, Caleb had become disobedient and completely out of her control, even taking charge of the entire Mamet family. Mrs. Mamet gritted her teeth in hatred, her mind buzzing, "Fine. If you won't listen to me, then I'll do it myself. Zaviro, I'll destroy your face." Caleb casually blocked Mrs. Mamet, his expression cold. "Are you going against me for this woman? I'm your mother, if it weren't for Emmy, you would still be an insignificant bastard. Now, Mrs. Mamet." Suddenly, Zaviera interrupted her, why are you so sure that I did it? Mrs. Mamet roared angrily, other than you, who else could it be, you bitch, but when you were poisoned, I was still in the dark cell but Zaviera's eyes were full of grievances, and her face was innocent, Mrs. Mamet, I know you don't like me, to accuse me, there must be evidence. I couldn't possibly escape the dark cell to poison you. If you insist on framing me, I have nothing to say, but so many eyes are watching. You, Mrs. Mamet was momentarily speechless. The crowd looked at one another and couldn't help nodding. That's right, Zaviera had been in the dark cell all along, with no opportunity to poison anyone. They knew in their hearts that Mrs. Mamet despised this daughter-in-law, but this was not Zaviera's doing, yet she wanted to pin it on her. Yvette Flack glared at Zaviera with resentment, not pretending to be a phony girl anymore, Zaviera, stop quibbling. Only you could do such a poisonous act. You're too heartless, Zaviera's face was indifferent, you were poisoned 4 hours ago. Yvette Flack quickly retorted, the doctor's words might not be accurate. Everyone looked at Yvette with mocking expressions. Zaviera couldn't help but laugh, Miss Flack, the doctors that the Mamet family hires are all well known in the industry. They save lives, heal the injured, and help countless patients. You can say whatever you want about me, but how can you tarnish the reputation of medical professionals? The servants' faces were unhappy, and they looked at Yvette with cold eyes. With one sentence, Yvette had offended these medical professionals for no reason. Her desire to become the hostess of the Mamet family was but a pipe dream. At this moment, the housekeeper came forward, looking helpless, Madam, the surveillance shows that 4 hours ago, only you three were in the coffee shop, with no one else present. With Caleb standing nearby, the housekeeper didn't dare to lie even if he borrowed two more guts. And 4 hours ago, Zaviera had been in the dark cell the whole time, never leaving. Mrs. Mamet, Mrs. Whitman, and Yvette were all in the Mamet family's coffee shop. The coffee shop was specifically for Mrs. Mamet's guests, and even close servants were not allowed to enter. Who had the ability to poison the three of them in an instant? The doctor's expression was serious, the poisonous weed can be inhaled through the nose, but its smell is pungent and easily detected. If it's added to what it's colorless and tasteless, making it difficult to find out. You should think about whether you drank something. Everyone was startled and suddenly realized. The coffee shop was exclusively for Mrs. Mamet, and no one else was allowed to enter. The coffee they drank had been tested and shown no poison, but after drinking it, they were all poisoned. It was obvious that the person who poisoned them was Mrs. Mamet. Zaviera sighed softly, her face full of grievances. Indeed, my status is not worthy of Caleb. Mrs. Mamet doesn't like me and Cold have just driven me away. Now she even poisoned people to frame me, and also implicated Miss Flack and Mrs. Whitman to suffer. Zaviera changed her tone. Could it be that this is a scheme of the three of you? As long as I leave, Miss Flack can marry Caleb. I understand. I'll leave right away. Miss Flack, I wish you happiness. Boohoo HOO. After saying that, Xaviera covered her face and sobbed. Caleb hugged Xaviera and whispered comfortingly, "Don't cry, no one can drive you away." Xaviera sobbed, "Boohoo. But your mother doesn't like me, and this time she even accused me of poisoning people. If my guilt is established, how can I have the face to live in this world?" Chapter 155, Kind, Hearted and Beautiful. MRS. Mammoth doctors all frowned. They all belonged to the Medical Association, and MRS. Mammoth relied on them to treat the Mammoth family, so they had to speak up. Miss Flack, framing others for your sake is your family's business, which is none of our concern. However, we are very busy and could save more patients instead of wasting time with you. Another doctor discontentedly said, if you want to set up MRS. Mammoth and drive her out of the Mammoth family, do it more cleanly, Miss Flack. Instead, you left loopholes everywhere. Do you think we're st*PID? Seeing that things had gone wrong, the butler said in a low voice, "Madam, you are in the wrong this time. If you don't explain, Mr. Mammoth's temper is something you are well aware of. While he hasn't lost his temper yet, make a quick apology. No matter what, he is your son and won't say anything. Otherwise, it won't be so simple when Mrs. Whitman comes to deal with it." Mrs. Mammoth hated the idea of apologizing. An apology to Xaviera Evans. That's ridiculous. Caleb is her son, and even if Xaviera is wronged, what difference would it make to her? Mrs. Mammoth knew that if she apologized now, Caleb wouldn't pursue the matter further since she was Mrs. Mammoth. Even if Caleb held a grudge, Xaviera, as the daughter-in-law, would have to give face to her mother-in-law. In the end, Mrs. Mammoth said through her clenched teeth, "Miss Evans, I was wrong. Xaviera innocently shook her head, "It's okay, Mrs. Mammoth, I know you hate me, and I forgive you. Let's put this behind us." People around them whispered in praise of Xaviera's beauty and kindness. Yvette Flack clenched her teeth in anger, "Xaviera beautiful and kind-hearted?" Mammoth Yvette Flack's face filled with disbelief, she had been poisoned and almost disfigured. How come in the end she became the culprit, and Xaviera ended up being the one everyone praised? Was this a reversal? Miss Flack, what are you thinking? Are you unconvinced? Xaviera took the opportunity to approach Yvette and ask softly. When I was locked in the dark cell, if Caleb hadn't come back to save me, I'd definitely have been subjected to the family law, and I'd have been the one to be disfigured. You tried to hurt me but ended up hurting yourself, that's called fighting fire, with fire. Yvette was trembling with rage, yelling in her heart. But she dared not speak up because no one would believe her words. In the end, she could only watch Xaviera and Caleb walk away hand in hand with smiles on their faces. Once they left, Caleb glanced at her casually, "Why did the doctors diagnose the poisoning happened 4 hours ago?" It was impossible for anyone to suspect Xaviera because Mrs. Mammoth, Mrs. W. Hitman, and Yvette Flack were poisoned 4 hours prior. If Zaviera had not been locked in the dark cell, then even if there was no footage of her, Mrs. Mamet would bite the bullet and say Zaviera poisoned them. But it just so happened that it was Mrs. Mamet who ordered Zaviera to be locked in the dark cell, which turned out to be a self-inflicted mess. Caleb thought, as a matter of fact, regardless of whether he came back or not, nothing would happen to Zaviera. She was purposely waiting in the dark cell for the poison to take effect on the three, creating an alibi. In this way, no one would suspect her of poisoning. Zaviera looked at him innocently, Mr. Mamet, what are you saying? Do you think I poisoned them too? I'm so weak, I couldn't do anything so cruel, and I was in the dark cell. Heh. Caleb sneered and twitched the corner of his mouth. You poisoned the M before you were locked into the dark cell, when Mrs. Mamet dragged you to apologize to Yvette. Caleb thought, only at that time would Zaviera have enough time to sprinkle the poison on Mrs. Mamet without anyone noticing. Then, after they went to Yvette's room, Mrs. Whitman ridiculed Zaviera and she sprinkled the poison on her too. Finally, when Zaviera and Yvette were alone, it was even easier. Zaviera hesitated. Damn. She has been exposed. Did her fragile appearance not seem convincing? How did Caleb see through her? Zaviera composed herself and continued to look pitifully at Caleb. Mr. Mamet, you're wronging me. Woo, how could I possibly poison them? Does this mean you don't trust me? Caleb's face was calm, the poison powder itself is weak and harmless, even when sprinkled on the body. But if it comes into contact with coffee, then the poison will take effect. Zaviera's smile vanished instantly. Mr. Mamet, I don't understand what you mean. Caleb nonchalantly replied, Mrs. Mamet had a sore throat today, so she wanted to soothe it with coffee. I suppose you were behind her sore throat too. Zaviera was speechless. How did this man know? Chapter 156, Getting to Know the Miracle. Doctor and Saint Hand she swallowed, Mrs. Mamet's sore throat is related to me. I'm just an unliked daughter, in law. How could I possibly harm my mother, in law? Even if I really did poison her, why would I know that Mrs. Mamet and Yvette Flack were going to have coffee, and the doctors are all highly skilled, how could they possibly not detect this poison? Zaviera Evans sighed helplessly, Mr. Mamet, if you don't believe me, so be it. Caleb Mamet smiled faintly. That's right. Zaviera's drama had one necessary factor. The doctor who diagnosed Mrs. Mamet must cooperate with her. First, they had to drink coffee, even if only one person drank it, Zaviera would consider it a successful revenge. When the doctor said that the poison was administered 4 hours earlier, Caleb Mamet thought it was a bit strange, because it was not some African tribe's poisonous plant, but just ordinary pollen. The doctors, they were just cooperating with Zaviera in a play. But the members of the medical association are always upright, how could they lie with Zaviera? Leaning back in his seat leisurely, Caleb Mamet said without giving anything away, There's only one possibility: you're also a member of the medical association, and your position is higher than theirs, so they have to obey your orders. Zaviro was about to run away, but upon hearing Caleb Mamet's indifferent voice, she was nearly about to trip and fall. What was going on? She seriously doubted whether Caleb Mamet had planted a surveillance element in her brain. How did he know everything? Indeed, she asked the doctors to help out with her play, but that pollen was from an African tribe, it was. And saint and harmless. However, when combined with coffee, it would generate toxins. WHICH would result in disgusting boils on the face, itchy and painful. These toxins would naturally leave the body in a few days. Zaviera had calculated it all beforehand, thinking that no one would suspect her. She didn't understand how Caleb Mamet could guess it. Caleb Mamet was calm. You calculated correctly that Mrs. Mamet takes her appearance very seriously, and with her impulsive personality, once she knew she had been disfigured, she would definitely ask people to seek help from the Medical Association. Furthermore, the Mamet family is a member of the Medical Association, and Tho's three doctors were already waiting there. As soon as someone from the Mamet family showed up, they would volunteer to come over. Zaviera smiled awkwardly and quickly shook her head. Mr. Mamet, you're hilarious. The doctors said that the poisoning powder has a pungent smell, but Tho didn't smell anything pungent. I know they don't like me, so I've always kept my distance from them. Caleb Mamet was helpless. Well put. That had put him at a standstill. Zaviera had the opportunity to poison them, but the poison powder had a smell. Surveillance cameras were all around. How could she avoid being detected? Zaviera laughed, then showed a wronged expression. Mr. Mamet, I really did anti-poison them, it's just that Mrs. Mamet wronged me, I'm really wronged. I'm very tired now and I want to go back to rest. Is that okay? Unfortunately, no matter how hard he thought about it, Caleb Mamet could not figure out how she could insert a poisoned needle into Mrs. Mamet without anyone noticing. Zaviera left with a swagger. Although Caleb Mamet wouldn't harm her, some secrets should still be kept. After all, she and Caleb Mamet were not yet at the stage of total honesty. Should she tell Caleb Mamet? In actuality, there was still a part of her which wanted to reveal everything to him. Or perhaps she should just drop it? After all, they were to divorce after a year. Once the marriage contract ended, they would be strangers. Albert had advised her not to take things too seriously, otherwise, the one who ends up getting hurt would be her. Steve Price looked apprehensive. Mr. Mamet, nothing was found. Caleb Mamet squinted his eyes. Nothing was found. He firmly believed that his inference couldn't be wrong. It was Zaviera who had poisoned Mrs. Mamet, and she had acted according to his inference. So many cameras, yet no relevant clues were found, and no traces of the poison powder were discovered. Steve Price was sweating profusely. Mr. Mamet, in my view, by doing this, your lady was simply avenging for you. Why must you prove that she was the one who poisoned them? Caleb Mamet smiled. He wasn't trying to prove that Zaviera had poisoned them, but was rather curious about how many secrets she was actually hiding. The medical association wasn't just open to anybody, and Zaviera knew the miracle doctor Saint Hand. Suddenly, Steve Price's face showed a surprised expression, Mr. Mamet, that man and the lady seemed to be very close. Caleb Mamet looked up. At this point, Zaviera was about to leave, when a gentle voice called out, Are you Miss Evans? Zaviera nodded her head, who are you? This man was full of smiles and very charismatic, my surname is Drew. Whenever I see you, Miss Evans, I feel you appear familiar to me. He changed a poke a leg to know the minical doctor and Hans Samt Zaviera. What? Surname Drew? Not someone from the Mamet family. Those who come and go from the Mamet family are either rich or influential. Albert said that the big shot, her fiancé, was at the Mamet family. And the man in front of her said that she looked familiar. Chapter 157, Meeting the Legendary Fiancé. Zaviera Evans quickly took out her phone. Albert, what's the name of the big S-hot who has valuable elements in his hand? Albert Sullivan replied, not sure, the old man doesn't know either. This person is very low, key and never reveals his real name, but people at the Scientific Research Institute call him God Drew. Drew. When Zaviera saw this word, she was instantly petrified, her face pale, and her voice trembling, what is Mr. Drew doing at the Mamets? This big shot holds valuable elements, 1 gram is worth $20 million. If T his person is. As soon as the words fell, Mr. Drew smiled and replied, I'm here to discuss the business of valuable elements with Mr. Mamet. Zaviera. The surname and identity are both matching, and he's at the Mamet family. Xaviera felt a chill run down her spine, and couldn't help but step back. I won't disturb Mr. Drew any longer, I have to go. Is Miss Evans leaving so soon? Mr. Drew's face was full of smiles, and his voice was still gentle and modest, did I offend Miss Evans in any way? Zaviera felt as if a stone had been stuffed into her heart, feeling indescribable. The man in front of her seemed polite and gentle, but always gave a sinister feeling. His eyes were as cold as a poisonous snake, sending chills down Zaviera's spine. She smiled awkwardly. Mr. Drew, you're overthinking it. I have something urgent to deal with, and it's my first time meeting you. Why would you say that? Mr. Drew curled his lips slightly, if it's the first time meeting, why would Miss Evans avoid me? You should know in your heart that you're already married. What the hell? Zaviera's heart jolted, gulping down her saliva. She initially thought her engagement was just a formality, and that guy should not have cared at all, so she didn't take it seriously, thinking it was just the old man randomly talking. When Zaviera was 18, the old man anxiously sought the big shot to ask about the engagement, but the big shot refused. After all these years, what was he trying to prove now? He was the one who didn't want it, and he was the one blaming her for getting married. Is there something wrong with him? Zaviera's face was full of anger, Mr. Drew, I don't understand what you mean. I have to go now. Miss Evans, he wanted to say something, but a cold voice came. Mr. Drew, you should address her as Mrs. Mamet. Caleb Mamet slowly walked over, holding Zaviera's hand. Let Steve Price tacky you back to your room to rest. Zaviera's heart jolted, gulping down her saliva. She initially thought her engagement was just a formality, and that guy should not have cared at all, so she didn't take it seriously, thinking it was just the old man randomly talking. When Zaviera was 18, the old man anxiously sought the big shot to ask about the engagement, but the big shot refused. After all these years, what was he trying to prove now? He was the one who didn't want it, and he was the one blaming her for getting married. Is there something wrong with him? Zaviera's face was full of anger. Mr. Drew, I don't understand what you mean. I have to go now. Miss Evans, he wanted to say something, but a cold voice came. Mr. Drew, you should address her as Mrs. Mamet. Caleb Mamet slowly walked over, holding Zaviera's hand. Let Steve Price tacky you back to your room to rest. Then, with cold eyes, Mr. Drew, please. Boyd Drew glanced at Zaviera and followed Caleb Mamet away. Steve Price anxiously asked, Mrs. Mamet, do you know Boyd Drew? Boyd Drew was pestering Mrs. Mamet just now, trying to steal her away. This guy was so annoying, always competing with Mr. Mamet for everything, but the funny thing was he's no match for Mr. Mamet. Zaviera was speechless, she just can't explain it, but Boyd Drew must be her fiancé. She couldn't tell Steve Price and raised her eyebrows, he must be very rich. Steve Price was sweating profusely, not nearly as much as Mr. Mamet. Zaviera was stunned, then he must have power. Steve Price hurriedly assured, not as much as Mr. Mamet. Zaviera was speechless. If Boyd Drew is not better than Caleb Mamet in any way, what did the old man see in him? Why did he go to great lengths to try marrying her off to that man? Zaviera silently sent a message to Albert Isaw the magnate. Albert, is he handsome? Zaviera the big shot is nothing special, not as handsome as my husband. Do ESNT have more money or power than my husband? In short, everything is inferior to my husband. Albert was speechless. When Zaviera sent the message again, a red exclamation mark appeared on the screen. Damn it! Blocked. Boyd Drew only stayed at the Mamet's for a moment before leaving. Steve Price nervously reported, Mr. Mamet, Mrs. Mamet asked me just now if Boyd Drew is very rich. Caleb Mamet raised an eyebrow, does she need money? Steve Price swallowed and said, Boyd Drew must be up to no good. Uhave to be on your guard, Mr. Mamet, and never let him take Mrs. Mamet away. Caleb Mamet's eyes narrowed, and he got ready to leave. Steve Price quickly grabbed Caleb Mamet, Mr. Mamet, calm down. Caleb Mamet glanced indifferently at him, and Steve Price quickly let go, trying to calm him down softly, Mr. Mamet, you know, women usually like gentlemen. Mrs. Mamet must like that too, that's why she was so close with Boyd Drew. The driver who came to pick them up from the Lowen clubhouse was speechless. Deputy Officer Price was taught well, but it's better to stop teaching him next time. Like Mr. Mamet actually believed it? Caleb Mamet looked serious and left without saying a word. Xaviera was chatting with Albert when she turned around and saw Caleb Mamet, startled, "You're done talking. Let's go home." Caleb Mamet was expressionless, speaking few words. "Boyd Drew is not a simple person. Keep your distance from him in the future." Xaviera nodded, even though she knew without Caleb's tell that Boyd Drew W as no ordinary person and it would be better not to have any contact with him. Chapter 158, I'm Richer Than Boyd Draw. Xaviera, do you love money? Xaviera. What kind of question is that? Do I seem like I am money, hungry? What has gotten into Mr. Mamet today? To ask such a strange question. Not really. Xaviera answered truthfully, she didn't lack money. She suddenly realized why Caleb Mamet asked her, it must be because of Boyd Drew. If compared with Drew, she certainly wouldn't be considered rich. A gram of precious metals is worth $20 million, and they are rarely found. The fact that Drew can hold such a precious resource in his possession, he's already wealthier than a nation. While Xaviera was contemplating, Caleb Mamet nonchalantly said, "I am richer than Drew." Xaviera was slightly surprised, but then realized. So the reason Caleb Mamet asked her in such a roundabout way was to prove that he's wealthier than Drew. Caleb Mamet smiled faintly, "If you love money, you will certainly love me more." If Xaviera loved money, she would certainly like him more as he was wealthier than Drew. Xaviera's heart thumped. Everything he said before was just leading up to this point. This was the essence of his words. Back at the hotel, Xaviera's mind was still echoing with Caleb Mamet's words. Xaviera wanted to ask Caleb Mamet directly about his intentions, but he went into his study after going home and fell asleep before she could ask him. At about 7 in the morning, Xaviera was awakened by a phone call. Xaviera sleepily answered the phone, her mind still in a state of confusion. "Hello," she could hear Principal Hayek's voice trembling on the other end. "I'm sorry, Xaviera, for waking you up." Xaviera slowly began to wake up, got out of bed and walked to the window. Cleared her throat. "Principal, what's the matter?" Seeing that Xaviera didn't lose her temper, Principal Hayek carefully approached Ed. "Xaviera, if you're not busy, could you please come to the school? Xaviera was supposed to rest today. Something must have happened for Principal Hayek to call her." Before she could ask what happened, she heard an impatient voice from the Pihon Principal Hayek, "Don't hold back for a cheat. Let her hurry to school. We must thoroughly investigate this matter and give other students a fair treatment." Xaviera's eyes cooled. Cheating? Who's the person speaking? Principal Hayek was sweating profusely. "Mr. Walker, don't jump to conclusions so soon. There is still an investigation. What more needs to be investigated? The evidence is right in front of us, even teachers might not be able to score full points on this paper. How did she manage to do it?" As Principal Hayek was about to explain, Xaviera coldly interrupted, "Principal, I'll be right there." Principal Hayek wanted to cry but had no tears. he knew of Xaviera's capabilities. Moreover, a person of such ability would not stoop to cheat. If he made things difficult for Xaviera, would it make that young master feel like they were targeting her? It's really hard being the principal of Lebanon University. After hanging up, Mr. Walker wore a solemn expression, "Principal Hayek, you are too kind. Is there a need to be so polite to a cheating student? She moral y decays and deserves punishment." Principal Hayek sighed helplessly, "Mr. Jackson Walker, until you have solid evidence, do not insult our school's students at will. If this results in any negative impact, you will pay the price." Jackson Walker frowned unpleasantly. He is a renowned master translator, translating many famous literary works. Upon seeing Xaviera's paper, he was convinced she must have cheated. The words and sentences on it were too sharp and accurate. Even Jackson Walker was not sure he could achieve that level of accuracy. Xaviera refused to admit that she cheated, and Principal Hayek, for the school's reputation, didn't want to believe it. He knew all that. Madam Evans slammed the table and said sarcastically, "Principal, is there anything more to investigate? It must be Xaviera cheating. A country bumpkin doesn't even know the English language, how on earth could she translate? If it was our Mag who achieved this score, it would make sense. Ever since Mag returned home, she's been crying, and no one in the family could stop her, so Madam Evans was very discontented towards Xaviera. She couldn't let Mag lose face by competing with Jesse Whitman. Moreover, a wretch who had lived in the countryside since she was a child could not possibly know English. In such a desolate place, could anyone possibly why teach her English? She absolutely cheated." Principal Hayek felt slightly angry, "Madam Evans, Mag is your granddaughter, but so is Xaviera. Now that we haven't investigated the matter thoroughly, you're sure that Xaviera cheated and you blame her together with Mag. This is..." Looked at him with an innocent face, choking with sobs, "Principal, I'm not blaming my sister, I truly want what's best for her. If she really cheated, she should correct her actions immediately, as it is unfair to other students." At just as the principal was about to speak, Jackson Walker burst out in anger, "She must have cheated. If she doesn't give me a reasonable explanation, I'll make her, make me what?" A cold female voice sounded, and everyone turned their heads. Xaviera Evans looked at them calmly. From the moment she received the call from the principal, she had seen through Mag's intentions. Mag wanted to use Jackson to suppress her, making her fall into disgrace. East Evans's plot to swallow her shares didn't go unnoticed, and the Evans Group's shareholders wouldn't agree. But if Xaviera, the heir, were too useless and committed cheating in exams, it would definitely affect the company's image. By that time, they might agree to transfer the shares to Mag. Two birds with one stone, it was indeed a good idea. Seeing the woman in front of him, Jackson's eyes were filled with anger, "You are the cheating student? How did you get the answers? Tell the truth." Xaviera's expression was calm, and she pressed the recording button in her bag, "Mr. Walker, why are you so sure that I cheated?" Jackson was taken aback, not expecting Xaviera to look so calm and exude such an arrogant aura. He snorted coldly, "Since you know who I am, You should understand that I am the most talented translation master in the country. Your answers are too accurate, beyond your level of ability. You must have memorized them in advance and then transcribed them. Xaviera smiled, so, Mr. Walker, you're saying my word choices are excellent. I'll take that as a compliment. Jackson didn't believe that a student could write such a paper since her wording was more accurate than his, the industry's top expert. Thus, he concluded she must have cheated. Shameless. Madam Evans scolded angrily, how could the Evans family PRO do such a disaster like you? I shouldn't have brought you back from the countryside at all. Mag secretly smirked at Xaviera's misfortune. Jackson was obviously mocking that Xaviera didn't have the ability, but she interpreted it as a compliment. As a country girl, even if Xaviera knew English, it would be impossible for her to have a master-level command of the language. If not cheating, could she have translated it herself? Impossible. Mag pretended to be sad and comforted her softly, "Sister, it's all my fault. If I hadn't mentioned you are a lack of education, Mr. Walker wouldn't have concluded that you cheated. Don't be angry." Everyone was silent. Jackson could no longer suppress his anger, "Xaviera, since you cheated, you should own up to it. I heard it was for a bet, and after you won, you forced the loser to kneel. If you did this with your true abilities, I have nothing to say. But you copied the answers, and you've embarrassed Lebanon University." He turned around abruptly, "Principal Hayek, I held this exam to select talents for the international translation competition, but Xaviera got her fake grades through cheating. I want to take her as my apprentice. I advise you to expel her immediately, so she won't tarnish the reputation of Lebanon University." Mr. Walker, Mr. Walker, please calm down. Principal Hayek was as anxious as an ant on a hot pan. If Xaviera were really expelled, Lebanon University would lose a genius. Xaviera maintained her composure and said nonchalantly, "Mr. Walker, since you're so sure I cheated, why did you call me here early in the morning?" Jackson snorted coldly, "Of course, I want you to admit your mistake. You've ruined such an important exam. Do you think it's over? You have to apologize publicly. If you admit your mistake and show a good attitude, we won't expel you." Xaviera sneered, "Fine." Principal Hayek shuddered, "My goodness. What are you planning to do?" Mag was overjoyed. Xaviera must have cheated, or she wouldn't have agreed so readily. She must be afraid of being expelled. Mag pretended to be weak and advised softly, "Sister, knowing your mistake and correcting it is commendable. Seeing you admit your mistake, I'm truly happy. I hope you won't do any more foolish things. My sister is truly kind. I will find an opportunity to thank you properly." Xaviera gave her a glance. Then, she turned to the principal, "Let's head to the broadcasting room. I will apologize to the whole school, is that okay with you?" Jackson nodded with satisfaction. He advised a cheating student to mend their ways and publicize it. This would surely get him admired by a group of fans online. Chapter 160, Application for Retaking the Exam if Jackson. Walker names Zaviera Evans publicly, she will definitely be exposed and probably expelled from school. But he doesn't care about that. It was Zaviera who cheated first, and if she gets the worst punishment, she deserves it. Jackson Walker is smug and arrogant, thanks to Mag Evans. You not only did DNT cover up for your sister, but you also actively exposed her, helping her admit her mistake. Only someone as morally noble as you deserves to be my student. Before Mag could say anything, Madam Evans couldn't contain her amusement. Mr. Walker, our Mag is of course better than that wild girl. Mag has brought H1er to the Evans family. I'll personally cook dinner for you tonight. As for that little wild seed, let her stay here and apologize in front of the school. Ants racking the by Mag pretends to feel sorry, sister, it's actually okay if you don't know English, I can help you improve your English level, but why did you have to cheat? It's all right. Since you've apologized, it means you've admitted your mistake. I can still help you in the future. Zaviera gives her a cold, mocking look and then picks up the microphone. It's break time, and the PA system suddenly comes on. Hello everyone, I'm Zaviera Evans from Design School Class 3. Everyone looks puzzled. Zaviera's calm voice follows. The famous translation master, Jackson Walker, came to our school. My sister Mag Evans claimed I never learned English, so Mr. Walker checked my test paper and concluded that I cheated in the exam. The students are stunned. Did they hear that correctly? Zaviera cheated? English majors are left speechless. Who said Zaviera cheated? She translate D the paper. We all saw that vocabulary and skill level can't be copied from anyone else. The entire English department can't find anyone better than her. The class president is also bewildered. Yeah, I saw Zaviera's paper too. I do NT agree that she cheated. Professor Valley from the English department, and a co-sponsor of the translation competition, also looks puzzled. How could Miss Evans have cheated? Her skills are well known and she doesn't seem like a person who would cheat. I'll go check it out myself. I can't let Jackson Walker wrongly accuse her. In the principal's office, Jackson Walker is smug. He is contemplating how to spread this news online to create a bigger impact, saying the student cheated but admitted the mistake under his guidance. Then he'd encourage Zaviera and let everyone feel that he is the ceiling of the industry. As for Zaviera's fate, he doesn't care. If she's expelled, that's what she deserves at this moment. Zaviera slowly speaks. Mr. Walker believes I cheated, and together with Mag, demands that I apologize in front of the school. Mag sneers, thinking she could fight against her? What a joke. As long as Zaviera cheated, she is disqualified as the Evans family heir. No prestigious school will accept such a morally corrupt teacher. No matter what, Zaviera, the Miss Evans, will end up with a bad reputation, and only Mag would be the Evans family's precious daughter. Mag patiently waits to see Zaviera fall from grace. Suddenly, Zaviera raises her voice, however, I did not cheat. I don't understand why Mr. Walker and my sister insist on accusing me of cheating without any evidence and want to cancel my scores. The smiles on Mag and Jackson Walker's faces suddenly disappear. Mr. Walker, you're a translation master. It would be effortless for you to frame me, but it would cause permanent damage to my reputation, and I will be affected for the rest of my life. Your high position doesn't mean everything you say is true. If you want to accuse me of cheating, where's the evidence? You. Jackson Walker is burning with rage, not expecting Xaviera to suddenly turn against him. Xaviera remains calm, Mr. Walker has no evidence, but I can prove my innocence. She enunciates each word, her cold voice coming through the microphone, I can retake the exam. Mag gasps. Jackson Walker trembles with anger and yells, Xaviera Evans. What more evidence do you need for cheating? Don't blame me for being ruthless if you keep persisting. Xaviera leisurely replies, show me the evidence. How could a country bumpkin like you have such a high translation level? Jackson Walker blurts out, knowing from the Evans family that she had never learned English before. If she could translate like that, she would be the exam once, in, a, century genius. Xaviera's voice is calm, so, you don't have any evidence, but I can prove my innocence. On what grounds do you object, or are you feeling guilty? Is Mr. Walker afraid that my skill level surpasses his and doesn't dare to let me try again? Everyone in the school hears Xaviera's words and can't help but exclaim Xaviera Evans is awesome.